Yeah, welcome. There's over 600,000 allocated today for projects throughout the county, and all different sports groups have been allocated money. And I know there's a lot of groups that are disappointed, but maybe next year they will be included. But I think it's a good news story that the clubs that have put effort in and the people that are helping these clubs now are shown to be supported by the government as well. So it's important that the funding is drawn down now quickly, and I'm sure that there will be a massive benefit to the clubs and organisations that benefit.
As you said there's going to be some sporting groups who've applied who are going to be left disappointed. Why did they not get funding?
Well, I spoke to the minister last week, and there was some clubs and organisations where the application may have been ineligible for different reasons, and they'll be written to within the next 2 weeks to explain why they may have been left out. And then there's other, obviously, I think there's 2,000 odd applications throughout the country, and 600 were funded. So you can imagine the amount of clubs that have applied because there's so many organisations throughout the country in need of money. But the minister, I think, tried to spread it out as geographically and as needs have as well. So I think he tried to keep all groups and organizations in the loop so that they'll keep their work going. And other groups that didn't get funding, I hope that there'll be a couple more years of funding and they'll be included in those tranches. So I wouldn't try to give up people who have made good applications. So I hope they look forward to funding in the future.